On the record. On News Talk.
With Pinergy. Supplying energy with insight to forward-thinking Irish businesses.
This is ordinarily where we would go through the front pages of the Sunday newspapers, and we will do that a little bit later this hour, but they have all been slightly overtaken, I think it's fair to say, by a statement that was issued just 2 hours ago by the Department of Health. And this, of course, is the story that you heard dominating Stephen's bulletin just a moment ago, the decision to suspend the administration of the AstraZeneca vaccine. Now, I'm going to read you a full paragraph from that statement because I think it sets out pretty clearly the situation that the state is facing and exactly what is of concern this morning. The paragraph is as follows. This recommendation has been made following a report from the Norwegian Medicines Agency of 4 new reports of serious blood clotting events in adults after vaccination with the COVID-19 vaccine from AstraZeneca. It has not been concluded that there is any link between the COVID-19 vaccine AstraZeneca and these cases. However, acting on the precautionary principle and pending receipt of further information, NIAC has recommended the temporary deferral of the COVID-19 vaccine AstraZeneca vaccination programme in Ireland. The NIAC is due to meet again this morning and a further statement will follow thereafter. Now, NIAC, as it was referred to there, is the National Immunisation Advisory Committee. As it says, it is meeting right now. We are hoping to have a representative of that committee join us a little bit later in the programme. If there are any developments over the course of the programme, we will bring them to you. We have, in the meantime, also received a statement from AstraZeneca themselves, who are pointing out that in clinical trials, there were no trends or patterns observed with regard to any kind of pulmonary embolism, deep vein thrombosis, or events possibly related to thrombocytopenia. We'll get Kingston Mills to explain that in just a moment. A careful review of all available safety data, including these events, is ongoing, and AstraZeneca is committed to sharing information without delay. We also note that the European Medicines Agency has asked for an assessment of events relating to thrombocytopenia from other COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers per communication on the 11th of March. And this is something which, of course, has been under close monitoring by NIAC for the last couple of days. There was questions put to Karina Butler, the chair of that, at the NEFIT press conference on Thursday. She said that it was something that they were looking at, but right now, as they understand it, the potential benefits of the COVID-19 vaccine from AstraZeneca continue to outweigh any possible risks. Let's talk this morning to the Professor of Experimental Immunology at Trinity College Dublin, Kingston Mills. Kingston, thank you very much for taking our call this morning. First of all, before I even get into any questions, what is your assessment of where we are today?
Good morning, Adam. This is a precautionary measure, and it's on the back of not just Norway, but a couple of countries have reported blood clots. Now, it has to be said, this is amongst 5 million people that have been given the AstraZeneca vaccine across Europe so far. And these sort of events happen in the general population, regardless of vaccination. And linking them direct with a vaccine can be quite difficult. But because they were temporarily or linked with vaccination, as a precautionary measure, the 3 countries so far before Ireland, Iceland, Denmark and Norway had decided to suspend the vaccine. On the back of that, Ireland decided to do the same thing. It's really pending investigation to see whether it is, they can provide evidence to suggest that it is actually linked with the vaccine or not. It may be just a chance occurrence, and that happens a lot of the time. It's hard to pin down. Apart from the side effects such as, local reaction, the site of injection, which is obviously related to a vaccine, the other more systemic effects are difficult to pin down, that it could be just coincidence. And because you're talking about 5 million people, you see in the clinical trials, you'd had a few thousand, and the clinical trial with the AstraZeneca wasn't a huge clinical trial, maybe 10,000 in some of the arms, whereas 5 million people have got it now, and you're much more likely to see it if it is a rare event in a much larger population than you would in a clinical trial.
Is there anything that to be read into the fact that it is, as you say, thus far only 3 countries, Iceland, Denmark and Norway, that are reporting these potential side effects from the vaccine and that other countries aren't? Might it be that other countries maybe aren't keeping the same lookout, or might there be something unique to those 3 countries which is leading to these side effects that no one else is experiencing?
I think, first of all, every country is looking for side effects because it's mandatory as part of any vaccination program for the regulatory agencies or the medical agencies in the countries to report side effects.
So one assumes that if there were already side effects emerging from the 110,000 or so AstraZeneca vaccines issued in Ireland to date, that the authorities would know of them and we'd probably have heard of them.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. That is absolutely correct. So the HPRA here will be the reporting body for side effects, and they will know if there's cases such as this in Ireland. Clearly there aren't. There are not that we know of, at least, or they haven't made it public if there are. So I think you can assume that there haven't been any blood clot events in Ireland. What is peculiar to Norway, Denmark and the other countries where they report them, I don't know. It's very unlikely that there's something peculiar about the population there. And again, there was some suggestion in some report that I read that there was a couple of batches of the particular AstraZeneca vaccine where there were some side effects. And it could conceivably be related to that. But that's complete speculation.
Yeah,
at this stage, we don't know.
Yeah, that was something that I heard the WHO say in the last couple of days as well, that it said it was aware of concerns about blood clots, which were linked to a specific batch, as they said, of this Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine. But whether it is a specific batch or something more systemic, we don't know. What do you make then of the decision to announce what has been announced today? Because if we're talking about the potential risk of continuing to administer the programme versus the potential benefit, many people might argue that has changed materially by going so public with an announcement like this morning and taking the relatively drastic action, albeit precautionary, as has been done today.
I think a lot of this is to do with public confidence in the vaccines. If there's any doubts about safety, the right thing to do is to suspend it and wait for the investigations to occur. And that then if it's found through the proper sources that these links are coincidental, then you can resume the vaccination again. So I think it was the prudent thing to do. And, you know, we don't want people worrying about potential side effects of vaccines. And the trouble is, a lot of people may not even be aware of which vaccine they've had or are going to get.
Yeah, so they're not told in advance. They just show up and then they're told, right, this morning you're going to be getting the AstraZeneca vaccine. It's not as if it's communicated to them before they show up.
To some people that informed about the nuances of various types, they may not even bother to ask which vaccine they're getting. So I think it's incredibly important that we continue to have public confidence in the vaccine. So if there's any doubt about one, I think it's a prudent thing to store it for a while and then see if the issues can be resolved and then resume it, rather than have people worrying about, oh, is that the vaccine that was talk about blood clots, etc. So I think it was the correct thing to do.
Kingston, can I just get you to hold the line for one moment, because we've just received in the last couple of minutes a statement from NIAC, the National Immunisation Advisory Committee. Its chairperson, Professor Karina Butler, is going to be joining us on the programme just after 12 o'clock, but they've issued a statement inside the last few minutes. It's relatively lengthy, so I won't read out the whole lot, but I'll read what I think are the salient pieces just for our listeners this morning. Following a new safety alert from the Norwegian Medicines Agency received late on the 13th of March, that is last night, NIAC met with the HPRA and the HSE representatives this morning to consider this new information. A full committee meeting was held this morning. The alert followed four new reports of serious rare thromboembolic or clotting events, including some complicated by thrombocytopenia, which is low platelet count, in adults under 65 after vaccination with the AstraZeneca jab. To date, no reports of similar events have been received by the HPRA. Over 117,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine have been given in Ireland so far. I think that's salient. 117,000 doses in Ireland so far, no reports of similar events. The statement goes on to say the EMA has been investigating a number of reports of clotting events following vaccination with AstraZeneca. Further information is expected from the EMA in the next few days, which will include a review of those additional events. The possible relationship between these events and the AstraZeneca vaccine is uncertain and is being investigated. It is very important that all potential rare events are rigorously and swiftly investigated so that we can support public confidence. In light of this new information and pending receipt of further information from the EMA, on the precautionary principle, it's recommended to temporarily defer administration of the COVID-19 AstraZeneca vaccine as of today, Sunday the 14th of March. In the very rare event that someone who has received the COVID-19 vaccine AstraZeneca feels increasingly unwell more than 3 days after vaccination, and or who notices larger or smaller blue spots in the skin, purpuric non-blanching rash or skin hemorrhages, they should consult their doctor or out-of-hours medical service. These rare events that have been reported are usually occurring within 14 days of the COVID-19 AstraZeneca vaccine. That is the full statement. As I said, we will have Professor Karina Butler, who is the chair of NIAC, with us a little bit later this morning. Kingston, it seems that they've certainly gone around things in a fairly systematic way. Your reaction to that statement?
Yeah, I mean, I think that sort of clarifies that there are no cases of this in Ireland. It also gives us a little bit more detail, because at the moment we know nothing from what we've read in the media about, you know, the timing of these events post-vaccination, and what they're saying now, it could be, you know, three to 14 days, reading between the lines of what they said there. So, and also the fact that you see the local reactions on the skin, which is, you know, that if that is the case, then it's easier to pin it down to the vaccine than some rare event that might not be linked with the vaccine. So once they have all that data from the cases across Europe, they'll be able to make a better judgment on it, and that'll be no doubt come out in the next week or two. So I think we just have to wait and see what comes from that. But I would you know, agree with the decision of NIAC and the HSC to suspend things for now, the HPRA, because, you know, we just need to get to the bottom of it and to keep up public confidence in vaccinations in general. And remembering we do have other vaccines, although, you know, the AstraZeneca had the advantage of being at 4 degrees, the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine are still there. There's no suggestion of any of these side effects associated with them. And there are other vaccines coming along soon. So I think it's important to reassure the public that just because, you know, we're really in the fantastic position where potentially we could have 6 vaccines available in another, you know, along with the addition, current 3, another 3 in the next month or two. So I think we're in a great position. And the other thing to say is that the risks of vaccination are relatively small compared with the risks of getting COVID-19 disease, which can kill and can leave long-term serious consequences. So that's important to in the benefit risk analysis that's done by countries and individuals in deciding to vaccinate.
And just to revert back to a point that I put to you earlier, then what about the risk of unduly impacting trust if and when this AstraZeneca vaccine is unpaused? If it is decided again that it is, you know, fit to be administered, what do you do about the public trust and how it might be impacted by this?
Yeah, I mean, I think you actually should enhance public trust in the authorities by pausing it if there was any risk associated with it, in my view. And then if it's found that those events are not linked with the vaccine and the vaccination of that vaccine is resumed, I think it actually shows the system is working. So I would say that's a positive rather than negative. But I think, you know, vaccines do have side effects. Sometimes it's very difficult to link events that happen after vaccines to the actual vaccines, because it can happen in the general population, and this could be one of them. So I think, you know, I think people shouldn't overinterpret this until we see the facts.
Okay, that's fair enough. One more question, Kingston, before I let you go. We just premised the last question on if AstraZeneca is once again cleared for use in Ireland. We know right now that there are certain delivery schedules. So, for example, the small number of over 65s who've been getting it are supposed to get their second jab 4 to 6 weeks after the first. Those who are 64 and under are only supposed to get the second jab up to 12 weeks after they get the first. So there isn't necessarily any adverse result from this being delayed, and maybe some people having their second jab pushed back slightly because it's allowed for under the general schedule. If hypothetically, and I have to stress this is entirely a hypothetical situation, yeah, we don't know if this is going to happen, but just as a general question of principle, if people were told not to go ahead with getting the second jab of their AstraZeneca vaccine, and if they were instead referred to another one, if they were offered Pfizer or Moderna or Johnson & Johnson or any other candidate, is there anything that sticks out in your mind as being a concern if you went from being offered one vaccine, getting half of the dose, and then being prescribed another instead?
From a scientific perspective, and speaking as an immunologist, it's actually a better response if you get a different vaccine the second time around. Now, I know the authorities here would probably disagree with me on this, because they have a sort of a rigid structure of how to do things. Give one dose of one vaccine, give the second dose of the same vaccine. But there's actually scientific merit to doing the opposite, and that is giving a different vaccine the second time around, especially with the adenovirus vectors, where the second vaccination can sometimes be blunted by the immune response to the to the adenovirus itself. So I actually think there's no reason at all scientifically why you wouldn't give another vaccine the second immunization, having had a different one the first time.
Okay, that's interesting to know. Kingston, we will let you go. Thank you very much for your time this morning. I know that it was relatively short notice and it's a very much evolving situation, but very pleased to have had your expertise with us this morning. That is Professor Kingston Mills, who is Professor of Experimental Immunology at Trinity College Dublin. Just to again summarise that NIAC statement, which has been published inside the last few minutes, they say that although there have been over 110,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine administered in Ireland to date, there are as of yet no reports of any unexpected side effects along the lines of those that have been now seen in other countries. The decision this morning has been based on new data which has been published by the Norwegian authorities last night. The suspension is only so far as a precautionary principle. We will have the chairperson of NIAC, Professor Karina Butler, with us a little bit after 12 o'clock, and we will try to put some of your questions to her then. One thing which is worth stressing, just again, by the way, no reports of any similar outcomes in Ireland so far. And also worth noting that Norway has a fairly similar population. It's only slightly larger as a population than Ireland, and it's part of the same European procurement process as us. So in terms of maybe the broad numbers of AstraZeneca vaccines that ought to have been administered so far, the numbers should be somewhat similar to that as we've seen in Ireland, but no reports to date of any similar outcomes in Ireland.